As some of you know, I took up running 11 months ago. It seems hard to believe that that first day was sunny and about 50 degrees. Spring will come back, it will. It will. Dear Lord, please. But running, that's the topic. One of the parts I enjoy is making my playlist of music to run to. I run much faster when the music is faster, a steady and inspiring beat, a go-get-it, strong lyric. I've mostly been running inside over the winter, but still going. Some of you, I know, have been running outside. You people are crazy. But I admire you anyway. So there I am Monday morning running loops on the track at the YMCA and listening to two of the songs that I fairly recently added to my running playlist. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What doesn't kill me makes me stronger. It's pop music. I know it's Nietzsche with a beat, but I'm singing along, silently, mind you, just moving my mouth, no sound coming out, and running hard. Be brave. Be strong. Like Robert Fulghum, I'm often amazed at the power of revival, of rebirth and renewal, of those who pick up and begin again, of those who say enough of this and make a change, of those who make a change, see it's not working, and make another change, of those who have change thrust upon them, not their choice, and after a period of grief and resentment, reassessment, go on with their lives. Not just go on, but begin a new life. Sometimes a better one, sometimes just different, but a new one. One of the great privileges of my work is that I get to hear such stories. Stories of change and resilience and becoming. Stories of self-discovery and new identity. Stories of compassion and friendship. The way we get through the hard changes, after all, is often because of the mercy and the love of our friends. Stories of fear burned away, or at least managed, and stories of hope come alive. Stories of wings unfurled. Stories of heaven knows how we will get there, but we know we will. The road will be muddy and rough, but we'll get there. Stories of there were times when I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is going to come. I asked explicitly for stories of change earlier this week while meeting with some of you, and the stories that I heard were powerful. Moving to a new city or to the country, recreating your identity. Stories of beginning a new career, changing what your life is for and how you spend your days. Stories of trauma, of war injuries and health scares and the sense of perspective that comes after. Stories of grief, the death of spouses of many decades, learning to begin again, and the stories of religious change, finding finally a place to be home, a faith that made sense. I've been doing this long enough now and heard so many stories and seen them and have my own journey of change and transformation, of being recycled into a new piece of glass. I know so many stories that I have a decent sense now of the journey of change, the journey from the beginning of the notion that something is about to be different, or should be, all the way to the place of this is how it is now, and I am a new person, and I'm living forward. The journey, I should say, is never, ever in a straight line. There's a forward movement and backward and a lot of sideways action. Heaven knows how, but we know within. The journey is never identical. Different people, different changes, but there are similarities. And often what I find myself saying to you, to myself, is other people have walked this road, and you can too. You can too. There is no change that you are going through or about to go through that someone in this room hasn't been through too. Let me say that again. There is no change that you are going through or about to go through that someone in this room hasn't been through too. The details might be different, but I assure you, you are not alone. The way goes on, the way leaps on, and you can do it. You can. Woyaya, honestly, I want to see you be brave. The changes we face in our lives vary greatly. Some are eagerly anticipated, going off to college, starting a new job, getting married, having a baby, retirement. We look forward. There might be a twinge or two of nostalgia, a little trepidation about the uncertain, sometime getting used to the new reality. But usually we wish and we hope for these changes and the joy, the becoming that is involved. Other changes are slow-moving struggles. We recognize that our bodies are getting older, like it or not, and begin to adapt. We see that things in our work life and our relationships aren't working, and we might ignore or we might try to repair, and sometimes that works, but it means change too, and sometimes it doesn't. And finally, we face the reality of needing to go our own way, some other way, and the process of change after that is often long and confusing and hard and joyful at once, a roller coaster. Some changes are slow moving. We see the train coming miles away. And some changes, both sorrowful and joyful, begin in an instant, a death completely unforeseen, an injury, a heart attack, a stroke in us or in one we love, and in a flash, everything is different. Or sometimes, and this can be complicated, though sometimes it isn't, we look across the room into someone's eyes and boom, whoa, we think we're in love. Or suddenly it all clicks and we feel a sense of calling, a purpose for our life, for our vocation. The hard work is then catching up with the change that's already happened, reorienting our lives around this new reality, and generally we don't do that right away. It might take months or years, but in time, with the support of our true friends, we become anew. The journeys of change vary greatly. Sometimes they start slow and they end slow. Sometimes they come fast and they meander for a while. Sometimes we are the glass glinting in the sun, eager to become new again. Sometimes we are the paper that wants to stay paper and not go back to pulp. Yet whatever the speed and the reason, the way goes on. You can't stay here. Change is always part of our lives in some way or another. And when we come to these big changes, welcome and unwelcome, expected and surprising, when we come to these big changes, what spiritual lessons should we learn? What does the life of faith and the spirit of love have to tell us about facing change? What have I learned from all these stories? Honestly, I want to see you be brave. From my vantage point, bravery, courage, is the most valuable attribute in facing change. Bravery is not rashness, it is not foolishness, but any big change means the unknown. And moving into the unknown means courage. It means not knowing what's going to happen or how it's going to turn out. Heaven knows how and when. It means risking what is for what might be. It means sticking your neck out, pushing through the layer of snow with faith that yes, spring is coming. I find, generally speaking, that people who live in fear, who don't have a sense of bravery, that for these folks, change mostly happens to them. They don't change things, don't fix what's not working in their life, but they are passive receptors to change. It happens to them. They might, out of a sense that things aren't working, slowly sabotage the way that things are, but to take a positive step to change things, that's just much more unlikely. On the other hand, those who are brave, not rash, but brave, make change happen in their own life when they need to. They apply for that dream job even though the one they have is fine. They end what doesn't work and they start new things when the time is right. They don't experience change, they change it. They create it. This isn't about whether we enjoy change or not. It has little to do with pleasure or comfort. Some of the bravest people I know in facing change enjoy it the least, but they face it head on anyway. And I have seen those who have been passive about change, who have been fearful, make the switch and be brave. I have seen the fear burn away and the wings unfurl. Those who've had change happen to them, sometimes deeply unwelcome change, break out of the inertia of complacency and begin to take charge, begin to be brave. They start small and practical. The widow who takes a vacation by herself. The cancer survivor who shows up at the community center ready to volunteer for the first time. The unhappy worker who signs up to audit a class at the community college and see how it goes. The newly single dad who laces up his old tennis shoes and starts running. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. If you've let change happen to you, if you've feared it, like the old glass bottle that doesn't want to become a new one, if you think, I'll just hide, just dig in, just withdraw, just give up, you can change. Start small and practical. Do one brave thing. Do another. Keep at it. You'll be surprised at yourself, I bet you. You'll look back later and say, I did not know I could be so strong. Do you know how many times I've heard that? From folks who have made the journey. It was hard, they said, and the road was rough, but I'm stronger for having done it, braver. I do not fear so much to lose, and so now I can live. I did not know how brave I could be. I've heard such words so many times, and those words, those stories have inspired me and given me strength, and I hope they do for you too. You are not alone. I think that the reason that bravery is so important in facing and creating change is that big change is almost always about our sense of identity. When we move to a new place or start school or a new job, we start creating a new identity. Part of who we were dies, and a new life comes alive. When a relationship begins or ends for any reason, when a child is born or when they move out of the house, when you become a grandparent or a great-grandparent, when you join a new religious community, when your health changes, your identity shifts. We have this mythology that we are always the same person, that our sense of self is a stable constant, and it's things around us that change. But that's just not true. We'll talk about the metaphysics and the physics of that next week, but for today, to note that this is why big change is so disorienting, why we often don't feel like we know who we are anymore, because we literally don't. We are becoming someone anew, with a new identity. Who we are is partly about our relationships, and those change. Who we are is partly about what we do, and that changes. Who we are is partly about where we live, and that changes. Who we are is partly about what we love, and that changes too. You need bravery to face these identity changes. You need courage and hope to believe and to work so that the new identity that you are creating is something you can be proud of, something you create yourself more than is created upon you. The people I know who have the strongest, most robust sense of who they are, what they are about as people, and yet at the same time are able to roll with the changes, who face change with grace, these are often the people who've been through big changes, who've had to assess their core identity and have done so with bravery. They've been deposited into the container on the hillside, absorbed the light of the sun, become pure matter and been recreated. They have become themselves, taken charge and made courageous choices in the face of the unknown. And they, some of you, I hope you know that I mean some of you, these folks can tell the difference between what part of their identity is core and what can change, and that's okay. In the words of our local rock stars, they know how to surrender, but don't give yourself away. When you know what's core to yourself, which you won't give away no matter what, then you can be even braver in facing changes to everything else. You can open yourself up to change, embrace possibility, because you've got a core inside you. Surrender, but don't give yourself away. All our exits may become entrances. It's been a long time coming, but a change is going to come. It's going to come, whether we want it or not. Whether we make it happen or let it happen, change comes to each and every one of us. The families that hoped change would heal them pull away in their vans, slightly embarrassed by that which refused to change. We do sometimes hope that change will heal us, or that change will make all clear, or make joy come to us, or overcome obstacles. We think, I just need a change. But it is not change itself that gives us purpose or meaning, that heals or makes us stronger or wiser. It is not change itself, but how we change that matters. A change is going to come. Are we brave enough to shape it? And thus to shape our new, better, wiser, stronger self? Do we have the courage to push through the layer of snow before the spring has officially arrived? Do we have the nerve to create ourselves to become a new person in a new world? When change comes through our will or not, can we say, okay, let us begin again? Can we change our lives for the sake of our dreams, for our love, for our future? It's the beginning of March. March. 30 days from now, I hope once again to be running outside in 50-degree springtime weather. Let us pray. And since I'll be outside and not inside, I'll go ahead and sing out loud. Only the birds will hear, and I don't think they'll mind, at least not too much. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. One foot in front of the other. Breathe in with the rhythm of the earth. Breathe out with each footstep. Keep going. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. Stretch yourself. Things are changing? You bet. All the time. Be brave. You can do it. You can. We'll get there. Sing out loud. Risk. Stretch. Become the new you. You'll be proud you did. Sing out loud. We're going to sing together. When the Spirit says do, and you can open your book to 10.